Major banks offer California fire victims grace period on mortgage payments. Recovery efforts are underway in California weeks after multiple deadly fires erupted in Los Angeles County, and Governor Gavin Newsom announced a series of private industry agreements and executive orders meant to help residents impacted by the infernos. Five large lending institutions, Bank of America, Citi, JPMorgan Chase, U.S. Bank, and Wells Fargo, are offering clients affected by the fires a 90-day forbearance on mortgage payments with no late fees. The banks will not report delayed payments to credit agencies, and homeowners are protected from eviction or foreclosure for at least 60 days. Fires burning in California have killed 28 people, burned more than 40,000 acres, and destroyed or damaged at least 12,000 structures, including thousands of homes. After so much trauma, we hope this deal will provide thousands of survivors a measure of relief, Newsom said in a January 18 statement. These financial protections will enable residents to concentrate on taking care of their immediate needs rather than worrying about paying their mortgage bills. Borrowers should request relief from lenders, who committed to streamlining the process, with no forms or documents needed. Additional relief may also be possible, according to the agreement. Some institutions already have policies that allow for extensions, including 3 90-day periods, the commitment notes. No balloon payments, meaning large payments made at the end of the grace period, are allowed. Although payments are still owed, they are tacked on to the end of the loan. Negotiations with other lenders are ongoing, according to the governor's statement. Expediting recovery. Facilitating access to both state and federal aid and resources is the goal of a new login.gov service for federal emergency management agency benefits and other services announced by Newsom January 18. The new accounts will be launched in the coming weeks, according to the governor. State officials said the process will speed up recovery efforts and help those affected by fires to better understand their options. In the aftermath of this tragedy, state technology teams are on the ground doing everything possible to give survivors a path to a smooth process, Amy Tong, Secretary of the California Government Operations Agency, said in a statement. Our teams are moving quickly and looking for all the ways we can be innovative to serve those who need it most. The state's Health and Human Services Agency is also providing resources, including food, water, medication, mental health services, and shelter, according to a January 20 announcement from the governor's office. State agencies are working with local officials to prioritize the recovery of child care, adult and senior care, health clinics, and homes in communities affected by the fires. Boosting security and preparing for rain. With thousands of acres burned and streets closed throughout the region, looters have taken advantage of the disaster, with dozens of arrests reported by the Los Angeles County Sheriff and City Police Department. Newsom signed an executive order January 19 to bolster security efforts, focusing on trespassing and other crimes, and mitigate disruptions for emergency responders. As the aftermath of the devastating wildfire continues to impact our communities, our primary focus remains the safety and security of our residents, Robert Luna, Los Angeles County Sheriff, said in a statement. We are grateful for the collaboration and close partnership with the governor's office to ensure that state resources, including the National Guard and California Highway Patrol, stay in the area to assist us with this disaster. Forecasts anticipate rain in the coming days in Southern California, which could pose problems for recently burned areas. Newsom also signed an executive order January 20 meant to safeguard communities affected by the fires from mudslides and flooding by directing officials to expedite work stabilizing hillsides and protecting fragile terrain. With debris and ashes spread across neighborhoods, risks of flooding are increased, as the scarred earth is less absorbent, thus creating dangerous conditions, according to the governor's statement. Today's executive order allows us to quickly combat the threat of flood and debris flow and do all that is necessary to protect life, property, and our natural environment, Lindsay Horvath, Los Angeles County Supervisor, said in a statement. We stand ready to repair our critical infrastructure so our communities can rebuild their homes and businesses as quickly as possible and have the support and resources necessary to fully recover.